Magical Mondays with the Psychic Cowgirl Shannon and Psychic Sidekick Virginia. We will be discussing metaphysical topics, psychic and intuitive development, and self-empowerment. Join us for information, laughter, and connection each Monday. Thanks for being here.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Magical Mondays with me, Shannon, and Virginia. Hi, Virginia.
Hi, Shannon. Hi, everyone.
How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Really good. Been a bit of a crazy day, but you know what? These things happen, and we're good.
But we're both doing well. Just people in our family aren't.
Yes. I was so looking forward to that yellow school bus driving away with both my munchkins because it's been a four-day weekend with them, and it's been fun and busy, but, yeah, I was looking forward to a little peace and quiet. That didn't happen. Had a munchkin with a tummy ache, and he's had a very busy, full of junk food weekend, so I usually don't have much sympathy for that because my other munchkin knows when to stop because he knows he'll get a tummy ache and feel horrible, but my younger one doesn't. And so I'm making him eat his breakfast, you know, little bites at a time. And I'm like, you know what? You played hard all weekend. You don't get to miss school because you're just tired and, you know, ate too much junk food. If you throw up, okay. Yeah, 45 seconds later, a little bum. Yeah.
Well, you told him.
I did. I implanted the thought, and he, oh, that's how I have to stay, get to stay home. All right, then. Yeah.
He made it happen.
So he had to come with me on all my errands today because it was a busy day, and, well, he was fine.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
He's better now?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, his tummy's had a chance to recover.
Poor guy.
Yes. He's all good. Yeah. And you?
Well, my husband's not feeling very well. He came home from work early, just not a low-grade fever, kind of a stomachache, been sleeping all day pretty much.
Aww.
So I'm hoping it just goes away, whatever it is. I keep walking around the house spraying Lysol after every place he's been.
That's awesome.
He just woke up a few minutes ago and said, "What are you doing? Spraying Lysol." Oh, Jesus.
You'll be hand sanitizing him and yourself. Hilarious.
But he also had a very busy junk food filled weekend. So I'm wondering if this isn't his body kind of rebelling back against all of the crap he's put into it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's going on with my munchkin because the amount that he got sick, considering he did not eat this morning. Yeah, that obviously came from yesterday.
Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah, he hasn't learned yet. And I didn't go with them on their activities yesterday. Usually I monitor because I know they'll get sick, but I didn't go. I left their dad in charge, and then look what happened. So I did phone him every time and give him a play-by-play. I figured he needed to be part of it. Uh-huh. You bet.
I would have done the same thing.
You bet. I'm the one that has to deal with the fallout, so you get all the details.
Oh, we are evil women.
Nope. We're just, I don't know what's the word. We like to keep them involved. We like to keep them in the loop. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
We don't want them to be left out.
That's right. So that can, like, veer right nicely into our topic today, the fine art of keeping your mouth shut. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The fine art of not keeping my mouth shut has gotten me into trouble more than one time.
And I
one
like
the
that you... Well, you finish.
I was just going to say, it's one of the reasons why I rarely drink anymore, because if I drink, I don't keep my mouth shut. No.
We're
oh,
gonna
no.
get Shannon drunk one night so she can give away all her secrets.
Oh my goodness. Oh no, I'll give away all yours. That's the
oh,
thing.
Oh, never mind. Never mind.
Yeah.
You're not getting any alcohol.
I'll be like, so by the way, I've been polite and haven't mentioned this when I'm sober, but this has been on my mind. So yeah, you do not want to get me drunk. It will backfire so hard. Your secret.
Well, I like that you. I like that you worded it as a fine art because it really, truly is an art to learn to when to keep your mouth shut and when you need to voice whatever you are aware of, regardless of the outcome.
Yes. Yes, it is a fine art because you know what? It does take practice.
Mm-hmm. And I know I'm guilty of this, of getting some type of intuitive information and feeling that this person needs to know it and outpouring this information of, you know, hey, I think you should know, da-da-da-da-da. And it, I know I've been very guilty of it, probably with some of you listening.
Yes.
And especially with family and close friends, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've done it. And it 90% of the time does not play out the way I had thought. Because when you're intending, because we don't come forward with this information in a malicious manner or wanting to hurt anyone, we think we're helping.
We think we're helping, absolutely, yep. That's what our intention is to help. But
it's not always taken that way.
I said it before, I'll say it again. That's the whole reason I started it as a business. Now people pay me to tell them the stuff.
Mm-hmm. And that's a great way to go about it.
It's a great thing, absolutely. You know where I've gotten myself in the most trouble with this? Is with other psychic or intuitive friends.
Oh.
You know why? Actually.
As you say with a giggle.
Because I didn't really, like, I was always hurt by it. Because I didn't understand how come they didn't understand. And it took me a long time to realize that they were just offended that I did know. And I always thought, hello, aren't we psychic? But there are different, it's not degrees really, but it's just some different kinds of talents of being psychic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the cases I'm speaking of, they were developing their talents and just didn't happen to be genetically predisposed to it, and they didn't take it well.
Mm.
They were offended that I knew so much. And, of course, people like us who are just like this our whole lives can't understand, well, if you're psychic, why don't you know?
Right. And I've thought that in regard to our intuitive friends, I've kind of thought the same thing. Like, how do I know this information and all these other people don't see this or pick up on this? Or do they, and they're just keeping their mouth shut as well?
Yes. I think maybe sometimes they're just better at that than we are. I don't know.
Oh, well, if you're one of those people listening who's really good at keeping your mouth shut, could you message me some tips?
Yeah, please. I've gotten better at it. I keep, you know what? Here's my tool for this. So when I want to say something and I feel myself taking that breath and deciding whether to take the plunge, in those moments that I'm taking the breath, it's to, you know, gear myself up to do it. I
mm-hmm.
check in and decide, is it really a place I want to go down that road? Because my philosophy is if I open that door, I better be prepared not just to walk through, but to walk through and shut it behind me if I have to. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's not. And sometimes it is. Right? Because I can't really tell how they're going to take it because I'm trying to be helpful, and so I can't tell if they're going to take it as helpful or they're going to take it as not. And sometimes I know they're not, but I just want to tell them anyway because I can't stop that nudge.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing. It's a great thing that you just brought up because what I've done is if I get information, because we do. As psychics and intuitive people, we very often come across information psychically or intuitively. And it's not because we're seeking it out. And
nope.
I don't know if we'll ever fully understand why we are kind of given these little hidden gems of information or whatever you want to call them. But we get them nonetheless. So it's hard when we get this information and we don't know why and we don't know what we're supposed to do with it or why we got it. And oftentimes, especially when we're first developing our gifts and paying more attention to them, oftentimes we think we're getting this information for a reason because we're supposed to tell the person. And
yeah.
That's usually where we get in the most trouble is in the development stages.
Yes. But you know what I also think? I think that we are supposed to tell them so they can let us know that that wasn't appropriate for them. And it's so that we can learn the art of keeping our mouth shut sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise,
oh, yeah.
We just go blah, 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 all the time.
Mm-hmm. And I totally agree that we do have to kind of run into that of running our mouths when we shouldn't. To understand that we really shouldn't, because
yes.
We're not going to get it any other way.
So let me turn it around. Has anyone ever given you information or a reading when you weren't, like, kind of expecting it, kind of out of the blue, and you were offended?
I can't think of a particular time, no.
Me either. Probably because... know what it feels like. I would be like
surprised.
Pardon?
I may have been surprised by something.
Okay.
Like it might have been like caught off guard, but I don't think I was ever offended or not necessarily took something well.
Okay, but I have offended people.
Oh, I have too. I know I have.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, they flat out told me.
So do you think
really?
Do you think that it is somewhat because of our nature, because you and I are both fairly straightforward, shoot from the hip type of people?
Yep. I do. Because I've had surprise readings and people that I wasn't expecting, they just, you know, I need to give you a reading. I was nudged and I need to tell you all this. And it didn't bother me in the least.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of excited. And you know what was really interesting, because I love how the universe does this? The one person I got in trouble with, at the very same time, someone else said the very same thing to me, and I wasn't offended by it. In fact, she sent me a message, and I contacted her and said, well, let's talk about this. Like, I don't know where it fits in my life, but there might be something going on, you know, that I need to talk to you. Like, but I was not offended. The person that I sent information to, she did get offended. And it was a dream. It's not like I can control it.
Right. Oh,
and it was true. But she didn't like that I knew that stuff.
Well, so I guess it's, now that we're talking, I'm kind of getting this of when I come across as the information comes across as not welcome. And I think it's because I don't word it as, hey, can I give you a reading? I'm getting a nudge of that I need something to tell you. When I've had dreams and I've relayed the dream information, that's always been taken well because it's like, hey, I had this dream. I don't know if it's true or not, but it made me feel a little concerned, so I just wanted to call you and let you know you do what you will with the information. And that's been taken well. But when I come across as, hey, don't you think, or I'm just relaying information, and it's coming, now that I think about it, it's coming across as my opinion or advice when it's not. My problem is I'm not
qualifying it?
Specifying, right. I'm not specifying that it's intuitive information that I feel you should know. I'm just telling you. So I can completely
understand
why people get offended or upset by my forwardness.
That makes a lot of
sense. And don't
take
it well.
Mm-hmm. Because when we get someone telling us, we automatically know that's where they're getting it.
Right.
Right? Or they tell us, or however that works out. That's a good point, though.
That's a great point, because now it was an all of a sudden, like, aha for me. Now it all makes sense. Why sometimes it's taken well and other times it's not. And my rule of thumb has been, after getting in trouble and upsetting people, my rule of thumb became, sorry, there's a ambulance or something driving down the street. I don't know if you can hear the sirens. My rule of thumb became, if they don't ask, I don't tell.
Yes.
Which doesn't always necessarily help, because sometimes I find myself like, okay, they're not asking. So then I'll go to them and I'll bring up the topic somehow. try and get them to ask me questions.
You're funny.
And that hasn't worked either.
Hasn't worked either?
No.
I believe your philosophy too. I don't tell unless asked, unless you've been a client and I'm getting stuff for you.
Mm-hmm.
Then I will. But that's different because they've already experienced what's going on.
Right.
And paid me once. So.
Right.
Then I do, but otherwise, yeah. Lots of times I know stuff. Little flashes. Okay, so before we started the show, Virginia had messaged me that she was, you know, getting herself ready and stuff, and I messaged her back, and then I was giggling, picturing what she was doing, and I got a little flash of a premonition, and I sent it to her because it was really funny and cute, and she took it well.
Well.
Or did she? Tell me.
I did.
Maybe she didn't and she just said she did, huh?
No, I took it well. But because, like you said, I assume or I know where it's coming from. So, I mean, it's so unfair of me to assume that anyone I approach just knows that it's coming from an intuitive place. That's not fair of me.
True. That is true. See, you know what I say? I always say my spidey senses say.
That's a good way to play it.
See, I'm not really sure, or I'll, you know, and I also look off into space when I'm getting information, and people that know me well now, they'll know when I'm, like, zoned out getting some information, and they'll say, so, what was that about? Sometimes I tell them, sometimes I don't.
It's good, though, that they are aware of your characteristics when you're starting to get intuitive information.
Mm-hmm. Or I'll say, yeah, my spidey senses. Just because it's kind of a lighthearted thing to say, and people know what I'm talking about without saying, well, my psychic abilities say...
And another thing, too, is, you know, people don't necessarily want to know that you're picking up on aspects of their life.
Right. They don't.
Which, it's not intentional. You know, it's not like we're trying to dig around in your personal life or your personal information. It's just, I wish
people
I
need
could
to
explain
really.
Why we get the information we get.
Well, people need to realize that they are putting out energy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, so when they're putting out this energy and this information, that's what we're picking up on. The things you don't want anyone to know, you're safe, it's okay. And I actually block. If I'm going out somewhere, I turn it down because I really don't want to know.
Yes, I do the same. Because I don't, especially if you're, going to a place with a lot of people or even with family and there's not a lot of people, you don't want to tune into the heavy energies of family. You just want to be there and enjoy the moment for whatever it is.
Yes. But you know what? Anybody can pick up the energy of the room. Well, and everybody's getting more empathic each and every day. So, I mean, you can pick up what people are putting out. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no different with us. We just pick it up, I guess, quicker would be a way or clearer sometimes. Although, I have to say that today I had to do some things that I don't like to do, like go to the doctor's office and then have a conversation with somebody. And I was thinking to myself after, you know, I'm really glad that not everybody's as psychic as I am, because if they knew what I was really thinking.
I have those thoughts all the time.
Yeah. And maybe they are. They do know what I'm really thinking, but I'm thinking it and I'll own it. If they want to talk about it, I'll talk about it. That's another point, though. So, you know when, say it's a friend, I guess is the best, or a spouse, or someone in your family, I guess it doesn't matter who, but you can pick up that there's something bugging them about you, but they won't talk about it. Isn't that troubling and hard to just leave alone?
Yes.
And how do you, like that one I struggle with, right? Because I want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I have to gauge when I can bring it up and when I cannot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you mean.
Well, yeah, that's a tough one because intuitively we know that if we talk about it, we can get it resolved and cleared out and move on.
Mm-hmm.
But when the other person is resisting and kind of avoiding it, it's hard. So I do my favorite trick about that nice time before we go to sleep,
mm-hmm.
when our brain is getting into the theta brainwave, and then that talk to their soul and
mm-hmm.
have the conversation. I do that a lot to help me with that. And it always ends up bringing it up.
Interesting. I don't use that trick, and maybe I should. Because I usually just try and, you know, gauge the situation, feel it out, and when I feel the timing's okay, then I will proceed. But sometimes I have to sit on it for a couple of days before I can move forward with the topic or the subject because the other person just is not open to having that conversation.
Do the soul-to-soul chat before bed.
I'm going to try that.
Okay, let's do Charity's question.
Okay, because she's got a good one.
Mm-hmm. So
he said, you read it.
What do you do when there are people who want to know all the time? I have a few friends who are always asking and always want to know. So they always want to know what kind of messages you're getting?
I have people like this too.
I say, oh, I'm too busy today. I'm not tuned into any situations. I have my spidey senses turned off.
I do the same thing. Because it's so draining of your energy, and I don't think people understand that. And I don't think they necessarily mean or have any ill intentions when they're constantly asking or randomly, like, hitting you up out of the blue for information or insight. But at the same time, even though there's not that ill intention, it's still, like, there's not necessarily that respect for my time and what I might be doing in that moment, or that I might be busy, or that I don't have the time to just stop and be at your beck and call every time you need an intuitive answer.
So boundaries. And here's the other part to that. Yeah, is that there's no energy exchange.
Right.
That is huge. So if they're always wanting answers and you to tune in for them, Charity, start charging. And if you're not comfortable with taking money, set up a barter system. Because, first of all, when they're getting all this free information, they do not take it seriously.
Which
when
is
they're
so...
paying... Sorry?
No, you go ahead. I was just going to add an element to that, but you finish.
Well, when they're paying for it, even if it's not a huge amount, they just take it more serious.
Mm-hmm.
And it creates that energy exchange.
And it's funny that when they're not paying for it and they don't take it as seriously, yet they're still coming to you and asking constantly. And not necessarily, I've run into situations where it's not even necessarily intuitive information they're looking for, but some type of help of some fashion.
Right.
Of like, hey, can you come and clear my house, or can you come and see what's going on here? Can you? No, I can't protect your house, but you can. Like this is the way I look at it. Like, for an example, one of my cousins recently called me and said, "Hey," she just moved into a new place, and she said, "Hey, I have a question. This is what I have set up, da, 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 da. Can anything happen, or can you just come and do whatever you got to do to make sure nothing comes in?" And I said, "No, you've already moved in, so since you're already in there, you can do it, because it's not my space, it's your space. So me coming in and creating some type of protective barrier around your home isn't going to hold, because it's my protective barrier, not yours. You're not owning
yes.
your home in the space." And I don't think she necessarily got that, and I don't think she was very happy that I denied her, but that's the fact of the matter. So why waste my time going there when it's really not even going to do anything?
True. And how has that gone over?
I'm not sure.
Charity said it makes her think of energy vampires, and it is, because there's no reciprocity going on. It's not that they're like blood-sucking energy vampires, but it is. There needs to be an energy exchange. It makes the energies clearer also.
Uh-huh.
So we have some callers. Should we take one and see what happens?
Sure, and see what happens.
Always interesting. Hello, caller.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can. Yes. How are you?
I'm good. I came across your site, and I'm maybe just looking for some, like, advice on how to handle. I've kept my mouth shut for, I think about 10 days. My son, his grandma is dying of cancer, and they didn't have a tight relationship, and I didn't know how to tell him because he's got bipolar, and I was afraid that if I tell him she's dying of cancer, that he's going to go off the deep end. But then I have to tell him, you know what I mean? So I'm like in this place, and I have to tell him before. She's also a stroke victim, so she doesn't talk very well anyway, so it's not like he could call her.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm just so afraid that I'm almost wanting to wait till she goes so then I don't have him have this huge mess. But then if I wait, then it's going to, you know, that could cause, you know, regret for him too.
It could cause you a different kind of mess, though.
Yeah, and if I do tell him, which we have to, I understand that. But, oh, and then on top of it, his aunt is taking care of the mom, and him and the aunt had a huge incident when he was manic, and she doesn't like him now. She doesn't want him around. So I don't know how he's even, if he wants to see her, how that's even possible for her to forgive him enough to go see her.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And then,
wow.
Then I don't want to hurt him by saying you can't go see her because the aunt doesn't want you there.
But that is between those two, right?
Right. And she's not forgetting. You know what I mean? She doesn't understand the illness, and she has no tolerance without, you know what I mean, for people that have problems. And I've explained the illness to her, but she doesn't care.
So I would put that aside because those two have to work that out.
Right.
You can help, but you have to sort of stay detached.
Right.
But the other part, what I would do is look at the possibilities. How much would you regret not telling and then something happens and him coming back at you?
Right. Right. So I probably just...
Well, you have to look at how you would feel about it. If you think you can handle it, then you know. If you think you couldn't... Because remember, death does funny things to people.
Especially
people
like him.
People regret not saying goodbye, right?
Yes.
I mean, it messes some people up for a very long time.
Right. This is true. Yes. I'm just so afraid that because he's on his meds, I'm so afraid that it's going to... Because he lost his dad 4 years ago, and that was just... That took 2 years of crazy to get through it, you know? So I'm like, oh,
but
gosh, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to relive that.
But can you avoid it if that's his?
Yeah, no, I can't. But the sad part is the aunt, you know, the grandma's not asked for these kids. You know, I have two kids, and she's never been close to him, and she's never even so much as called him or sent him a birthday card or, you know what I mean? But my son lived next door to her for 3 years, so they got, you know, they went to dinner and things.
Mm-hmm.
So he loves her. I don't know if it's reciprocated, but I guess that really doesn't matter.
No. What do you think he would want you to do?
That's where I'm at. I've held it in, kept my mouth shut. I think it's about 10 days, and I'm so afraid that he's going to just go off. You know, it's going to bring back his dad's stuff, and then we're going to, you know, relive this whole mess.
But that could happen no matter which choice you make, right?
Right.
So you have to figure out what choice is best for you.
Right, right.
For you to live with.
I know. See, I almost, half of me, it's a 50-50. I'm willing to roll the dice. She only has maybe 2 months left is what the daughter's saying, the aunt. Because it's a rapid bone cancer in the back. Half of me wants to just let her go and tell him afterwards that she wants no funeral, no wake, no anything. But then the other half says no. If he wants to say goodbye, it's his option. And then I'll just have to pick up the pieces when we, you know, when he breaks those pieces.
Right. That's a tough one. What would you do, Virginia?
Initially, my thought was just wait. Until she's gone, but that's me, and that's what I might do in this situation.
Right, that was my instinct at first, but then I was like, eee.
I mean, you have to think about the consequences of how he may react if he doesn't get the chance to say goodbye. You might tell him, and he might say, okay, and just let it be. If they didn't ever have that great of a relationship, it might not have that much of an impact on him.
Right. I might
right.
get lucky.
That's
what I'm hoping, you know.
So what is his energy like, though? If someone hasn't told him something and he finds out later, how does he handle that?
It hurt. Like, he's sensitive. He's sensitive. He's 26, but he's, you know, he got hit with this bipolar 21, and we've had such a mess with it. And when his dad died, oh, my gosh, talk about, oh, man, he didn't take death at all. I mean,
well,
that's the first
Well, a father-son relationship is a little different than, I mean, I'm assuming he was a little closer to his dad than his grandfather.
Yeah, definitely. The grandparent, it's the strangest thing anyone is you would ever know. I mean, to be a grandparent, a grandmother, and then never have a relationship on her end. You know what I mean? It's not a reciprocating. I've always sent pictures when they're little. I tried so hard for her to want, and it never happened. You know, I tried, and sent in report cards and, you know, things like that just to get her to reach out, and it never happened. Not once. She's never called these kids once, and my oldest is 28, not one time.
But you're not telling him for her. You're doing it for him.
Yeah, I'm doing it because of his mental state. I'm so afraid that it's going to...
Was his dad's death sudden?
Yeah, it was unexpected.
So there is a possibility that...
This could be
different. Only you are going to know. I mean, we can give you our opinion.
Right.
Right. There's a possibility, though, that if he knows beforehand, he can adjust to it.
This is true, rather than having that
See,
shock.
I think I wouldn't be able to keep my mouth shut.
Really?
I wouldn't.
And see, the bad part is, too, is how do I tell him, oh, and by the way, you're not, the aunt doesn't like you, so you're not really welcome to go see her. Like, and then I have to have this conversation with
that?
The aunt. No, he was completely out of his mind when he was in a manic state when he and the aunt had this big blow up. He doesn't even remember being there. So it hurts my feelings really bad that, number one, he doesn't recognize what happened, and two, he doesn't understand why she hates him. And I try to just sugarcoat everything, you know, because he's sensitive. I don't want him, you know, hurt for months. I mean, he takes things in and he does not let stuff go, like as far as the hurt.
Right.
You know,
you're in a big
can't.
Old mess, aren't you?
I've seen your title, How to Keep your Mouth Shut. I'm like, oh, I'm keeping it shut, but I feel like it needs to go open, but I don't want to open it because I don't want a mess. I don't want to, you know, it's a double-edged sword. If the aunt wasn't at that house, it would probably be easier. Because then there wouldn't be that feeling of, you know.
Okay. So if the aunt wasn't at the house, would you tell him?
Yeah, I think I would. I think it would be a million times easier because then there's not that animosity where she can't block. You know what I mean? Like, I think technically right now she can say, no, you're not welcome.
But can't you, like, go for the day and say, you know what, I'm going to give you a break today and then bring him in?
I mean, there's ways
around it, right? She doesn't have to be the boss of everything.
Well, yeah, there's other relatives that take their little shifts. So we could definitely do it while she's not in that shift, you know, per se.
Yes.
And I could talk to her and say, you know, or should I have the aunt ask the grandmother if she wants to see him? And if she says no, then I'm off the hook and I'll have to tell a white lie and say she doesn't want to see anybody.
You should ask her, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Should I just ask the aunt point blank, is it okay if he comes and sees her, or should I say, will you ask Joyce if he could come?
That's an option.
And then if she comes back with, no, I don't want him in this house, that's going to break my heart, you know?
So then take the aunt, like you said, if she wasn't in the picture, you would tell him, so just take her out of the element, take her out of the equation.
Don't ask her, don't bring her in, just make arrangements. If he wants to go see her, make arrangements when the aunt's not there.
Right. Just make arrangements with the other people that are doing it while you know, find out when she's gone or whatever.
Because you want to take care of your son, right?
Yeah, and
if dad's death being sudden, if this is sudden,
right.
You could... The chances of the energies being the same are higher. If he knows beforehand and can go say goodbye,
right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, most definitely.
Might take it a little better?
Right. Right. And I can't protect him forever. I get that. But he put us
Or take
the,
it on.
You know
take
what I mean?
On his fights, right?
Yes. I just try and I soften the blows for him as much as I can.
Yes.
You know,
of course
where
you
I can.
Do. You're a mom.
I know. Never stop. That's the bad part.
Never stop.
I know, and I'm a Cancer, so that makes it 100 times worse, I guess, because we're pure mommies.
Yes. So, and also put yourself in his shoes, right?
Right.
How would you feel?
If somebody held
that
from me. If he doesn't
take that kind of stuff well, you have to do what's best for him. Doesn't matter what the aunt wants.
Right.
You have to do what's best for him. And what's best for you, because you're the one that has to pick up the pieces because you're the mom.
Exactly. They won't care. They won't even know what's going on.
No.
You know, we're in a different
state.
And
all it will do is give them another reason to think ill of him.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Screw them.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And he has an older cousin, you know, that lives by the grandmother. And I was thinking, because we're in Oregon and they're in Washington, so I'm thinking he can hook up with him, go to the house, and then, you know, say their thing, and then he's protected by him, because if he gets out of line, the cousin can pull him out.
Okay.
You know?
I'm going to share with you, do you happen to be in our chat room?
I'm in your chat, there's no chat going on. In my,
oh,
I didn't
refresh.
Sign in. Do I have to sign in? Okay, maybe that's all I have to do. I was thinking.
Because there's Moon Watcher who's in the chat room, and
okay.
She has a daughter who's bipolar, and she has some
okay.
good advice for you in there. I can
oh,
read
good.
It to you if you want, or you can read
yeah.
it yourself.
Read it to me would be awesome. My
She says she should tell the young man, give him time to take the news in. I used to shield my daughter who is bipolar, and I have learned to let her know.
Oh, okay. Okay, then that's what we'll do then. I'll just bite the bullet and brace, and thank goodness we're not 10 minutes away from the house, so it's 3 hours.
Well, and especially when you told us if the aunt wasn't in the picture, you would tell him.
Yeah.
So really, that's where your core issue is.
It really
dealing
is.
With her. So you
yeah.
need to take her out of the picture because you need to do what's best for him and for you.
Right. Exactly. Well, that's what we're going to do then. So I think I'll wait until he's in his sleeping phase.
Yep.
I don't know, you know, kind of a depressed sleeping phase that he goes up and down. So
yep.
I think, you know, but hopefully by tomorrow I'll just do it.
And you know what? Just take a nice breath. Tune into your own energy. Listen to your body. It'll tell you when it's time. The universe will give you the opening and the opportunity if it's right. Just pay attention
right.
to what's going on around you.
Exactly.
Okay, so Moon Watcher also said she would get upset, but she has had to learn how to take the bad news. She would get mad that I didn't tell her things.
Oh, okay.
And you said that too, right?
Yeah. He definitely would, but there's not much that goes on that, you know, that I don't. I try and buffer everything, you know what I mean? If there's bad
mm-hmm.
news, then I try and buffer it a little bit. And he does pretty good on for most, but death was the one thing that I seen that he did not know how to handle.
Well, and, you know, finding out after the fact and it being a surprise, sounds like it
yeah.
will be worse.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's going to be the answer then. Just going to brace
well,
myself
and,
you know.
Yeah. Trust yourself.
Set up. If he's insistent, I have to see her, then we'll just go the next step.
Right.
But I just don't want to say, Mike, they're not welcoming you there.
You
don't
know?
Say
that.
Say that.
Yeah, I can't
don't
say
tell
that.
Him that part.
Yeah.
No, that's the part I would protect him from. Because really, that's the aunt's issue.
Yeah,
right? If
it
she
is.
Can't understand someone who's got that disease going on, then that's her
isn't
problem.
Isn't that pathetic?
It is.
I mean, whether I had a son with mental illness or not, my gosh, I mean, come on, where's some compassion, people? What the heck?
Right. That's right. But
jeez.
She's also, it feels like she's also operating from a huge fear base.
Yeah. Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, and she's probably protecting her, thinking she's going to protect her mom against, but she doesn't understand the illness and she won't take the time to even learn it. You know what I mean? That he's not always
yes.
like that. It was a situation. Yeah. I mean, she never speaks. I talked to her last night for an hour, and I was trying so hard to come out of my mouth, well, can he come see her? But I couldn't do it. Because I was
no,
so afraid.
No, because you're worried
what
she'll say.
Yeah, and it would hurt
So don't
me.
Give her the option.
Yeah.
Right, don't ask her.
Good thinking.
You
do she has did it.
Right.
She gave me good help. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, well then.
And we wish you all the best.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, I'll have to update you to see tell you how well it went.
Yes, absolutely. And just keep her out of the picture. Because
yeah.
she already decided she doesn't want any part of him, so then he doesn't need to be any part of her, right?
Right. That's exactly it.
That you can protect him from.
Yeah, I have to because that's just wrong. You know what I mean? And I explained after the, you know, after that whole, and this is 4 years ago when he first was sick, that happened, and she just won't forgive ever since.
That's her issue then.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, and I told her the other day we were talking about it, and I said, God forbid your children get this. but I said, no, it's on your side of the family, so good luck with that. That's what I was saying. I'm like, watch out for these symptoms.
Well, true, that will just make her more fearful.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Moon Watcher has...
Her daughter, or her, my aunt, my son's other aunt, his son killed himself, hung himself. He was got
Yikes.
Diagnosed bipolar 2 weeks before he did it. And that was on that side of the family.
Oh, that's so sad. Hey, they just don't understand.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, hope it doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. And I'm going to run with that then.
All right. Well, thank you
for
calling.
Thank you. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That sucks, hey?
Yes. That was a lot going on.
That is a lot. And, you know, I just think in those situations, you really have to just sit in your own energy and ignore everybody else and figure out what's right for you and, like, her son.
Yes, I agree.
It's hard, though.
It is, very.
I also love how she gave us the answer, though.
Yeah.
That if the aunt wasn't in the picture, there'd be no question.
So if there's a way to take her out of the picture, then that's what works.
She will. Absolutely. But when you're in these messy situations, it's hard to see clearly.
Very.
Well, we have another caller. Shall we see what they're up to?
Sure.
Hello, caller.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I just tuned in, so I've never listened to your show. Can I ask a psychic question?
We don't give psychic readings. We are more of an information and help you develop your own psychic talent.
Oh, okay. You know, it had to do with my taxes, so I don't think I'll be able to figure it out. I did them, and my calculations, I think they're wrong. I think I'm wrong, and I just wanted to know if I need to go consult somebody or if they're right, and I just am getting a lot of...
What do you think?
I don't know, because... It just seems like I should be getting more, because $69 just isn't a lot when I pay in pretty much a pretty good amount. I've always gotten money back, so I don't know what... I did the quick e-file, and it's coming out $69, and I was expecting more.
From a logical standpoint, go check how much it would cost you to get somebody to do it.
Yeah.
Because you know they're going to find you more money.
I don't know how they do it, because why don't they... They only give you a certain amount of information... You know, on the computer, and what do they know that we don't? We don't have
a lot.
Do they?
I may have paid a tax class, but I did take it, and they get way more information than they put on.
Okay,
the
well then I'm not. It's worth. Yeah, it's worth the whatever.
Go find out how much it would cost you for someone to do it.
I mean, just,
and go
I
from
think
that
I
point.
Anymore.
And you know what else?
What?
Sometimes they will give you a free look over and estimate. Just saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be nice. Well, who do you recommend, H&R Block? Or?
I'm in Canada.
Okay, you guys don't have that? You don't have H&R Block?
I don't know, do we? I have a ranch. I go to the accountant.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I might as well just go there.
I think it's H&R Block, though, that does have the commercials that they'll give you a free estimate. Go check it out. What's the worst thing that can happen?
Yeah, I will. Yeah, that's true. I'm going to do that. Yep,
there
you
go.
Thanks.
We gave you logical advice. It might be intuitive. I don't know. Let's just
That sounds, that's the only way to find out is just go, get some information. I agree.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Have a nice evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So our chat room
I loved
is
your
fizzling.
Answer.
Pardon?
I loved your answer. I don't know. I'm in Canada.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you guys have down there? If I say Alberta, sometimes people say, what? Where? I'm in Canada. I don't know. I take mine to the igloo over there.
Oh, Shannon.
I know, I'm a sassy brat. That's because I ate chocolate before the show, because I was tuned in to you, I think.
Yes, I am the chocoholic before the show.
All right, anybody else want to call us in chat? We're kind of on a roll. And you will get sassy answers if need be. Yep.
We are full of those.
We are full of those. So as I skim the chat room, I like what Charity says about people think emotionally instead of logically. Yes, yes, we do. Then we have
and then
to.
I told her that I feel like the problem is that we think, and so and that's I think this is part of where we can run into this issue of when to open our mouths and when not to.
Yeah.
Is we think about it, and when we get ourselves out of our brains and into our guts, our bodies will give us a clear answer where our minds will create all this conflict.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes we need to just do the breath meditation, like whatever word you like in your name, because that will connect both sides of your brain. Then your logical side and your intuitive side will work together. That, with your like what you're feeling in your body, will always give you the right answers.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, but sometimes, but when we're in messy, sticky situations, it's so hard to see clearly.
Yeah. Because when you're too closely connected, it is hard to, well, like you said, see clearly and,
mm-hmm.
And make a logical or even intuitive judgment on it.
Mm-hmm. It is. You're too busy with what ifs. And we also can get sidetracked about what our real issue is.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Going back to our caller, the real issue was the aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting
and
to
I think
that.
Right. And I think if we can kind of go through the process to figure out and get to the actual issue, that helps clear up whatever was on the outskirts.
Yes. And you can ask yourself, what's the worst thing that can happen? So, okay, so if you have a situation where you think you need to tell somebody something and you're just not sure if you should or should not, say, what's the worst thing that could happen when I do? If you're willing to live with that, then you're good. Chances are it won't happen, but if you go to worst case scenario and you're willing to live with that, you know it's, you can only go up, right?
Right.
That's my go-to. How about you?
No, and I was just going to agree with you on it, that if you have to be comfortable with the outcome one way
mm-hmm.
or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not comfortable with, well, they might get mad at me and never talk to me again, then don't say anything.
Exactly. Because you can never convince them to your point of view if they really don't want to hear it.
Exactly.
And they will cut off and shut off and not want to talk to you again.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, I mean, there was a situation recently where I've had to sit on or sit with things that I knew for months because I knew that the person that this information impacted just was not in a place to hear anything I had to say. And I don't even think when we finally had the conversation, he was really interested in what I had to say, and I didn't even say too much. I didn't get into too much detail on what I was picking up on. I did make it clear that I was picking up on things intuitively without getting specific about what they were. But because he was a little more open, I was able to at least let him know how I was feeling and where I was coming from, even without the intuitive aspect. So that was a good thing. You know, sometimes you have to wait months and months
right.
and months before you have the opportunity.
Yes.
And even then, you don't necessarily get the opportunity. You might be able to clear something up. But, I mean, I was able to give my emotional feelings and not my intuitive feelings because he wasn't ready to hear those. And that's fine. There's nothing I can do about that. So I'm not going to open up about it.
Right.
Because even when I said, I know things, you know that I know things, you know that I pick up on things, he didn't say, well, what do you pick up on?
Yeah, he didn't want to know.
that he did not want to know. He said, well, I don't know if you're just picking up on this, this, or that, but, well, that's not what it is. But you can think whatever you want so that you're comfortable in where you're at and you can stay content in where you're at, because what I say will mess up what he has going on. And I think he knows that, and that's what he didn't want to know. He's not ready to know the truth.
True. And you know what? Might never be.
Right. And there's nothing I can do about that.
No, there's not. There's not. Okay. So Gloria has a question.
In the chat room.
In the chat room, yes. She says she feels info on the tip of her tongue to let her know about a strained relationship, but I'm scared it will make it worse. Okay. And she's asking about a family member. Okay. I've had two of these type of family members.
I feel confused.
Wow. I'm going to say it's a hard one. It's challenging. Because it depends on why they're strained. And what I would ask myself is, what do you want the outcome to be? Because sometimes in these types of situations, the other person doesn't even have a clue that there might be a strained relationship.
Right. They might be carrying on and doing their thing and oblivious to the fact that you are experiencing certain emotions or tension or frustration.
Yes. You definitely, if you decide to say something, you have to do it very, very, very gently.
Well, okay. She just shared that it's strained because her husband is not interested in having any relationship with his mother. So, unfortunately, that has nothing to do with you. That's between them.
Yep.
And there's nothing you can do. And if he's never told her, that's still between the two of them. And that's something they have to work out.
And it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But I've learned the hard way twice that you have to kind of take a step back from their dynamic and create your own relationship that's completely separate. If you want to have a relationship with her, that's great. You just keep it separate. And you cannot bridge a gap between them until he's ready.
Well, and if she is manipulating you, then you need to remove yourself from the relationship with her. Because it's not a healthy relationship.
No,
so
your husband has to come first.
Mm-hmm. And if she wants a relationship with your husband, then she needs to call him and find out why. Not have you do her dirty work. She has to step into the mud herself.
That, and you can say that part to her. You can say, look, I can't do this. If you want to have a relationship with me separate from him, that's fine, but I'm not getting stuck in the middle of both of you. You two need to work that out. And yeah, it is sad, but you have to protect yourself, right? Because if you're being manipulated and it's causing fights between you and your husband, that's hard on your marriage. Nobody gets to do that. And we're going to run out of time. Any last advice for her, Virginia?
No, I think we've covered it. It's really between them. And there's nothing to do.
And say no. And you can tell her that, you two can have a friendship that's separate. but you're not going to do her dirty work because it's not going to work.
Right.
And we wish you really good luck. Also, I would
yeah.
try the soul-to-soul chapter. Oh, they're telling me 10 seconds. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening and joining in. This was a very lively topic. We might have to do a part two to this one.
Yes.
And next week.
We're talking about past life regression again and Shannon's favorite.
Parallel Live. See, I didn't even have to slip it in this time because I knew we'd talk about it at the end. We're going to tell you what that is, how that can help you in your everyday life, and how to tap into it if you want to. So thanks, everybody, and we will talk to you, or you can listen next week. Yeah, I don't know. I might need to go have more chocolate now. I'm tired. Good night.
Bye.